Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, June the 25th, 2026. Last Thursday in the month of June, 11 and a half minutes past the hour. Now, we just received a tip here this morning that the storm siren at Station 3 Jefferson Street is completely inoperable. The city electrician is unable to acquire parts. So I'm not sure what the chain of events here is at this particular point, but on Monday, we were told that they were all still operable, and I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, as far as these being inoperable. And this morning, we're receiving a tip that the storm siren at Station 3 Jefferson Street is completely inoperable. Not operating at all. And the city electrician is unable to acquire parts. So if anybody knows anything about this, feel free to weigh in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we just got that information while we've been on the air. So this goes back to the earlier conversation, I guess we've been having all week, about storm sirens. Should we have them? Are they a good idea? Do people want them? Are they necessary? Well, now we know one of them is inoperable in Marion, and you are not able to get parts at this particular point for that particular siren. Does that mean anything to anybody? 740-383-9944. I don't know. You know, maybe did it break down in the last 3 days since Monday night city council meeting? I don't know. But here we are. So that's the story as we have it this morning. And if anybody would like to weigh in, we're more than happy to have you do that. 13 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. So, if you're just tuning in, the tip we got this morning is the storm siren at Station 3, Jefferson Street, is completely inoperable at this point, and the city electrician is unable to acquire parts. Now, it's quite possible, I guess, that they did not know this on Monday, but there was some talk on Monday about the siren, the one on Jefferson Street. So here we are, 740-383-9944. I guess you just roll on down the road. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
You know, things break suddenly. So, you know, it could very well have just broken after, you know, it was reported at the meeting. I would say, again, from what my stance yesterday and has been, is that these are mechanical parts. They're not electronic parts. They're not computer boards. They're not any of this kind of thing. I guarantee you there's some old tool and die guys that are still around here. I guarantee you there's people with CNC milling machines or whatever in the area. These could be fixed. They can be rehabbed. There was actually a segment on American Restoration on the History Channel several years ago where they restored one of the old sirens for a museum. And I get it, it's a reality show and all that, but it can be done. I think if you look at the return on the investment, that if you're going to spend $60,000 on your share to fix what I thought Rob Couch said was five sirens, the Marion Star reported like 24. I mean, if you're getting 24 of them fixed for 60 grand for your share, you better jump on that. But even at the five, I think it's a win-win because these are mechanical. These are steel. These lasted 70 years already. So if we invest in this and bring them back up to new again, they're probably going to last another 70 years. I mean, that makes sense to me.
Well, and I also think right now one of the big issues is that, and it could be just bad timing on the administration's part, because on Monday they said they all were working, and now we've learned on Thursday that the one on Jefferson Street is completely inoperable and cannot be repaired, according to the city electrician. So, you know, bad timing, I guess, that happens in the same week, but... You know, that's a very busy area over in Jefferson Street. You know, Fair Park's over there, and a lot of other places, a lot of other neighborhoods that have relied on that siren, and now it's not working at all.
Yeah, and as I said again, it could be bad timing. It also, I think, is a product how we're feeling here is that, you know, when people don't give you straight answers, when they don't give you straight answers about party buses, when they don't give you straight answers about $9 million, when they don't give you straight answers about the, you know, why this person did this or why that person did that or why we have dumpsters for the select few, but then the public can't get in on the deal. I mean, that breeds distrust. So what could be very well the truth, hey, this quit working just yesterday or whatever, because things do break suddenly, the public kind of looks at it and may look at it as, wow, I don't know if this guy's telling the truth or this administration's telling the truth. I'm not trying to pick on Rob Cowell. I'm just addressing the situation.
Well, why do you think this siren issue has become a big issue? Because everybody I've talked to about this, they're serious about it, and I've talked to people who are very young, I've talked to middle-aged people, I've talked to older people, I talked to four people yesterday, and not a one of them liked the idea of an app. They thought that was ridiculous. One person said, well, what about the homeless people?
Right. Well, I mean, it seems like we're regressing instead of moving forward and moving on up. A year ago, we were the strongest town in the country, and we, you know, were party busing it and doing all that. And it just, I mean, for me, the disparity of we went from everything was great, everything was fantastic, to we have no money, we can't do this, we can't do that. You know what I mean? Wow. It just really went from, you know, one extreme to the other. And I just think people are really struggling with that, you know, we're not winning here. This isn't a winning situation.
You know what's interesting about that? One of the people I talked to yesterday, who I would not consider them politically involved at all, when I was bringing up this siren thing, of course they got angry about the sirens not being able to be repaired, or the city not going to repair them. But then immediately they went to that strongest town thing. And, you know, at the time, I'm on record here saying, I think this is a good thing. You know, it's not costing the city anything. It's good publicity for Marion. I don't think that's a bad thing. We even had James Walker on, I think, one or two times here, who has helped driving that competition. But the problem is, it was never explained fully to the public that was just a popularity thing. And again, nothing wrong with popularity thing. It shows that Marion citizens turned out. But I'll tell you, that has ended up, because of everything that has happened since, being a very bad moment. Because now when all these bad things happen, people do refer back to it. And the person I was talking to yesterday, they're like, well, how can we be the strongest town last year and now we can't even repair our sirens? You know, those things, that's why a lot of cities don't do them. Because
I think it's indicative of the fake it to make it society that we live in Facebook.
Well, it's just, they don't do them, and again, I, don't want to criticize Mayor Collins' Love Your City initiative, but a reason that a lot of mayors would not have done that, because I certainly think our previous mayors loved their city. I mean, Jet Kellogg's lived here for 90 years. But I don't think he would have done that, because you know that any time anything would go wrong unexpectedly, it's going to look hypocritical. And that's why you don't do things like that. And here we are. And every time something goes wrong, that's what you hear. Aren't we the strongest town? Aren't we, you know, shouldn't you be loving your city? Well, you know, people use more ambiguous slogans than that, and I think that's the problem.
Well, and I'm not trying to disrespect the mayor, but you made the comment many, many times that the mayor is not media friendly. I disagree. I agree and I disagree. He's not media friendly since he became the mayor, or in this last year. I think prior to becoming the mayor, when he was the chief of police, I always felt that Welcome Collins gravitated to the media. He liked it. I think prior to the situation we're in now and the fiscal distress or fuckery or whatever they call it, I think he was very proud of getting up on the media, and he likes to get up there and speak. He likes to have the parties. And, I mean, who doesn't? I mean, if you've got something good to talk about, it's a fun time, you know, have a little wine, have a little fun. But, you know, as I keep saying, you know, as a leader, you got to take the good with the bad. And for me, if all you're ever talking about is the good, it's very disingenuous, and it's just not reality, because in the real world, everything isn't just all honky-dory all the time. You know, there's good and bad going on, and I don't care how good your city's running and how much finances you are, I guarantee you there's still bad stuff going on. So acting like, and that's what I think a lot of people do today, is they get really frustrated if you bring up anything negative. You got to be positive. Got to be, and I'm all about positivity. But we got to address both. It's not an either-or thing.
And I want to say this, and you can't use a city, you can't make a city slogan your campaign ad, because there are going to be people who vote against you. So the problem is that when you use that as your campaign ad, and then you try to make that the city slogan, the people who don't like you, and there's not a politician on the face of the earth that somebody doesn't like, if they don't like you, they associate that slogan with you. Now, if that was not used in his campaign literature, I don't think it would have been as big a problem. But, you know, nobody ever criticized Marion Maid like they've criticized Love Your City. And it's because Marion Maid was never used in a political campaign. It was never a political slogan. And it also, you know, we can still say that we're Marion Maid. We can still say that, you know, the Historical Society is Marion Maid. Marion Maid. The Harding Home is Marion Maid. And you can still have problems. The problem is when you use a blanket statement like Love Your City or Strongest Town or any of that, it, here you are, as you say, it comes off disingenuous.
Well, didn't they transition at some point from Love Your City and whatever to It's Not That Bad?
I don't know.
I mean,
I haven't seen those signs yet.
Stickers around. I don't know if that was, you know, I don't know if that came out of the Bodine machine factory, you know, sign factory or whatever, but I've seen them on the cars around here. It's like, Marion, it's not that bad.
Well,
if I look at that and just laugh, it's like, whoa. That, I mean, if that's your response, I mean, if that's really the mayor's response to the Love Your City ain't didn't work out so good, so now we're going to run with, well, Marion, it's not that bad.
Well, that's a little rough. Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right. Well, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. From one of our listeners here this morning, when taking away a widespread community alert system, there has to be a concentrated effort to replace them, to replace the system with something equally effective. That means re-educating all of the public on the new process and providing the means for those that don't have the same access as the majority. That takes planning, time, and money. Is the current administration competent enough to do that in the correct way? Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I think they're competent enough. I just don't know if they've done it. And that's a very good point. You know, when you do take away something, you've got to replace it with something equally as good. And I don't know if people think that this phone application, computer idea, is as good as the sirens. And in the same week that we're saying all the sirens are still working, well, unfortunately, now we have to report that the one at Jefferson Street is completely inoperable, and the city electrician says it cannot be fixed. So there you are. That's the tip for today. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz, but that's the story on the storm sirens as we have them here on Thursday morning. 27 minutes past the hour. And once again, I don't know if this administration has the worst timing in the world or just the worst PR in the world, but I don't know how you get up on Monday and say everything's working fine right now, and on Thursday, we have to say that one is inoperable. You know, it's just, maybe it's just bad timing. I'm not going to say it's anything worse than that, but holy moly. Not good. Not good. You know, there you are. 740-383-9944. Especially when it's an issue that people are upset about. You know, you do have to take into account that people get upset. That's one of the downfalls of being a politician. People are going to get upset with you. That's just the way it is. I don't think there's any two ways around it. But again, phone lines are open if you want to talk about this or anything else. 740-383-9944. That's just the news that I obtained during the break. Now, I would also like to say, we can talk more about the green burials. That seems to be an interesting topic for people. Again, I'm still not sure about that. But if you're interested, they are offering it at the Grand Prairie Cemetery up in Brush Ridge at this point. And if you like that idea, well, there you go. I'm still confused. Somebody would have to explain this to me. Because if they bury you and they put up a tombstone, even though you biodegrade, they're not going to bury somebody else in your plot. I mean, your tombstone is already there. How does that work? Does anybody understand that? 740-383-9944. And you know, I don't want to get on the bad side of this, but if they have to exhume you for some reason, for a murder or something, you're not there, right? You've already biodegraded. See, nothing's perfect, as they say. Okay, from another listener out there this morning. Okay, well, where are the homeless going to seek shelter? Well, hopefully at the homeless shelter, I would think. But, you know, the homeless have to leave the shelter during the day, and if there's a storm during the day, I would think they'd go back to the... Well, there's a lot of places to seek shelter. They could probably go into the mall. They could probably go into a restaurant like McDonald's, something like that. I guess that would be where you would seek shelter. And a lot of homeless people do have cars. I mean, I think they still get around that way. I know a lot of homeless people ride the city bus. I don't know where they go at night. I don't know. I don't know if they all end up at the homeless shelter or not. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe they have a friend they could go in their house for a few minutes until the storm passes. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 30 minutes past the hour here on this Thursday, June the 25th, 2026. Last Thursday in the month of June. Well, here we are. Okay. Well, we've got our McDonald's July app offers. You know, I'm looking at these July app offers all of a sudden, and, you know, I think these are the things that are regularly on the app. 20% off any $10 purchase, $2 for any breakfast sandwich, excludes bagels and steak, $1.99 for a large fry, $1 for any size soft drink, tea or McCafe, hot or iced coffee. I think those are the regular deals, as it were. But who knows? I could be wrong. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Okay, another message from a listener out there this morning. Don't hospitals and the public library have emergency shelter options for the public? Well, there's where the homeless would go. Well, there you are. The libraries and the hospitals. Yeah, I could imagine you could go in there if there was some kind of issue with the weather in regard to the homeless. I just don't know that this solves the problem. That's all I'm saying. I'm sure that people could get a weather app. I'm sure that people could get a weather alert on their phone. I'm sure people could get a phone call. I'm not saying you couldn't. I'm just saying, if you're in Marion when something's going on and the sirens are going off, you're going to know something's going on. And that might not be the same case with your phone. I just don't know that the phone is the best fix. Now, there could be other ways to fix this problem. I think there are other ways, certainly. I'm sure somebody smarter than me has a way to fix this problem. But I don't know, as our one listener said this morning, if the phone idea is as good as the sirens. I don't think people see that as good. And I think ultimately this becomes the problem. But again, the phone lines are open 33 minutes past the hour. If you'd like to weigh in on it, please feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz, and we'll discuss whatever is on your mind. That's what we're here for. Is everybody a little quiet this morning? Maybe everybody has hit the wall with the sirens, and nobody wants to talk about Vivek Ramaswamy saying Dr. Lockdown. Or green burials, which I think are all fascinating. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Thanks for keeping things alive and well.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Yes. I have two trains of thought. Number one, how old is that siren?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think the caller earlier said somewhere around 70 years.
How old?
70. I think 70, he said.
Okay, it probably can be fixed then. Get an old farmer up there with his duct tape and baling wire, and he probably can fix it. Have we used any of our technology here in town to see if it can be fixed?
Well,
you just don't throw everything away. You fix the daggone stuff and move on. That's what my one thought. My other thought is we have a lot of very successful businesses here in town. We got Whirlpool, we got Nucor, we got Silver Line, I can't remember all the others. We have more intelligence on the east side of town than possible could be. And there's nobody that can come and at least give an opinion that that can be fixed. Because if it's that old, it probably can be fixed.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting because when I got this tip this morning, I mean, basically the tip was the storm siren at Station 3 Jefferson Street is completely inoperable. The city electrician is unable to acquire the parts. Now,
and maybe he ought to go talk to somebody that can make parts.
Well, that's it. And you know, have you been interested? Because I truly have been. I didn't know if this would... You never know what's going to be a story and what's not. But everybody this week who has... I've brought this up to has a very strong feeling about these sirens. I think people see it as a regressive thing. You know, of course there are other ways to learn about storms. You do have a cell phone, the television.
You have eyes in your head.
Yeah, you have eyes. But I think what it is I think people, much like the railroad crossing, just like you have eyes to see if a train's coming, people would be angry if you took down the crossbars because they would see that as regressive. And they would see that as, well, why are you doing that? That's a safety measure. Why are you doing that? And I think that's what this is. And I think people also see it as another sign that the city's broke. And I think people are getting very tired of that after their sanitation bills have gone up, their storm sewer has gone up, their aquatic center rates have gone up, their bus fares have gone up. All these things have happened, and I think people are starting to get angry. Oh, and you're getting rid of recycling. You're getting rid of the storm sirens. You know, we're paying more for less. I think that's the ultimate problem.
But I think, Scott, we don't have any old-timers that can fix stuff. You have to just throw it away. And I don't know, but what there isn't somebody intelligent out there in the lab at Whirlpool or someplace that probably could fix it. You don't just always throw stuff away. Good grief, farmers would have long since gone on. If they have a problem, I don't care if it's those big tractors, what it is, they figure out how to fix it. It's just not a phone call to the repairman. And by the same token, we have big companies here that all benefit from the sirens. We got Poet, we've got Whirlpool, we've got, I'm going brain dead on us. But would they mind kicking in $1,000 or $2,000?
Right, because we're only talking $55,000. I think that's another part of this that drives people nuts, is maybe we could get another 70 years out of these things for just $55,000.
No, because next new ones you buy ain't going to last that long.
Well, that's true. You never know about those things. But I just, and also, again, timing. I think the timing of this is horrible. And I don't know if this administration just has the worst timing in the world or if there is some confusion. But how in the world do you stand up Monday and say, everything's working at this point, they're all tested, and then Thursday morning, one is dead and can't be fixed?
Well, I'll guarantee you, if you got some old codger up there that maybe was a mechanic on the railroad or at the Marion Power Shovel or something, he probably wouldn't just say throw away. Well, yeah, we can, the word is African engineer it together and it'll work. But no, we don't do that now. We just throw it in the trash pile and go buy another piece of junk that's going to last less time than the last one.
Well, you're right. I mean, I think I don't know what is so complicated about these machines, honestly. I don't know. I've never been around one. I'm not sure how complicated they are.
How many opinions did we get that it was dead to the woods?
Well, we got it from the safety service director, the mayor, and the city electrician.
And pretty much most of those are pencil pushers. We didn't have anybody with grease under their fingernails figuring it out, did we?
Well, yeah, maybe they could call an outside source in. I don't know. But how many people over on Jefferson Street in that area are going to realize that their siren is completely inoperable because they were told Monday, because that's the one that was talked about specifically on Monday night, that it was still operable.
You know, sometimes, Scott, it's like a dog with a bone. It just ain't going to let loose of it. But if they just, and I'm talking to council, and I feel for them, but I would think that we could, if we solicited to come up with money for the party, here we are, dragging in the party again, we ought to be able, all these businesses in town, ought to be able to come up with $55,000 to fix the storm or the alarms that everybody in town, every business, every person benefits by.
Well, that's true, and maybe
they... It'd take a little steam beside somebody, and they would have to go maybe knock on doors and all that. But if you're in that kind of a bind, then that's what you have to do.
Well, and maybe they could do a GoFundMe page. You know, we have technology
now. There you go.
There you go. If people want it, then we'll pay for it, and we'll go along. But, you know, I was thinking last night, because, you know... I'll tell you what brought this on. I was having a conversation with a man yesterday that I don't talk to very often. He's probably early 50s. You know, not an older guy, still working. And I just happened to bring this up because he said, well, what's going on? You know, he knows I do the radio show. He said, what's going on in the city? And this is obviously the big topic. He got furious about the idea. He said, they raise my sanitation rates. They raise my sewer rates. They take away recycling. And now they can't even fix the sirens. And he went on about this for like 20 minutes. And then he inevitably went to, oh, and last year we're supposed to be the strongest town, and now we can't fix our sirens. You know, I think those slogans, as nice as they are, and as well thought out as I think they might have been, love your city and all this, I think the problem, it dawned on me when he said that, when he went right to that, is when you win a popularity contest, or you take your campaign slogan and you make that the city slogan, people see that as divisive. And if anything goes wrong, they're going to use that against you. And that's why most heads of city don't do stuff like that, because they know around the corner there could be a bomb waiting. You know, something could blow up in your face like this. Sirens, recycling, having to raise taxes, bills, whatever. And they don't want those titles because they know what can happen. And I think that's what's happened in Marion here.
Well, if Marion City, whoever, had any kind of relationship with these businesses, these companies in town, I would think there wouldn't be a problem of... Now, the people's probably not going to come in volunteer, but if you had someone with a little couth to go ask them, you know, we're in a bind, any chance of getting a donation toward getting these storm or these alarms going, you know, a little sympathetic thing, instead of just, we can't buy news, it would just not be anything. But I'm still saying there's probably somebody out there at Tri Rivers or Robotics or somebody that would know how to fix it.
Yep, maybe somebody will show. We'll hope. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Just keep on,
hey,
Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and the phone lines are open. See, that's why we love the phone calls. We love a good two-way conversation. 43 coming up on 44 minutes past the hour today here, WGH Talk Time. Feel free to give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything that's of interest to you. It can be about the sirens. It can be about the green burials. It can be about the parks. Whatever you want to talk about, the phone lines are always open here, and that's what we're here to do. Have a discussion and hopefully come up with some kind of answer in regard to all of this kerfluffle going on around town. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
As your last caller said, you know, I don't know what happened to Hausers. I think I'm pretty sure they're still around somewhere. But I guarantee you they've got CNC stuff for all the parts and stuff that they made for quads and dirt bikes and all that kind of thing. You know, the farmers that I grew up with, they all had machine shops. They all made the parts. They all worked on their own thing. I mean, that's kind of a controversy there with John Deere today, because John Deere won't let them work on the damn combines and tractors anymore. So, you know, but I think, as I keep saying, these are mechanical sirens. They're just metal parts. They can't get the parts, but they're metal parts. They can be remade. They can be remanufactured. And the cost to do that, I mean, unless it's just, you know, some crazy number, has got to be, if you put $60,000 in the city's share of rehabbing these things, and then they last 70 years. I mean, that's like $12,000 a piece over, you know, I mean, it's like $100 a year is what it's costing, and that's your return on your investment. So it's like a no-brainer. I kind of vote for people and politicians and people that come in and say, here's what I can do, here's what I'm going to do, and here's what I've done, instead of telling us all the things that you can't do. We got rid of can do. All right, it was called can do. But we got rid of them because they can't do. You know, I mean, what the public does is, you know, a year ago, it was love your city, love your city, love your city. How many people are loving your city right now when you're losing the sirens, your bills are going up? I mean, it's kind of like this whole bullshit with Donald Trump, and we're winning, you know? It just amazes me how people are so delusional. But that's just my opinion.
Well, it's interesting.
One other thing.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Back in 1973, there was a movie called Soylent Green with Charlton Heston. You brought up about green burials. Everybody should look that movie up. It was kind of on this point, and in the movie it was showing that we came to a time when our population was out of control, food was, you know, you couldn't grow food, and so you had to die by a certain time or you were exterminated, and then you were processed into these, like, little green rice cakes, so to speak, and that was our food. So it's kind of the irony of you bringing that up today, and I just wanted to bring that up because I know there's some other people out there that will remember the Soylent Green.
Well, that's very interesting, but boy, I don't like the sound of that. I don't want to end up being a rice cake.
Well, you know, they like to say, you know, that we eat our own at some point, you know.
I guess easy come, easy go. That's the way it goes.
There you go.
Thanks.
Have a good one, buddy.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 47 coming up on 48 minutes past the hour. I'm sorry, I have a problem with the green burials. I like to recycle. I'll put the pop cans and the milk jugs and all that into a blue tub or whatever. I'll do that. But when it comes to death, this is the time where I don't know that we need to be recycled. I just don't know. And listen, I am not against the holistic medicine approach either. I mean, I understand that's got some green ideas to it, that we should not be using all pharmaceuticals, and that people could do this and they could do that. I can't remember that oil that you're supposed to rub on yourself. I never did that. I had a jar of it, it was a bottle, a little bottle of it. But I never did that because, see, I don't know if that works or not. And I just don't know. I think all these ideas are fine. And if they work for you, I'm not going to criticize you. I think that's good. I think if it makes you happy and you feel you get peace of mind, and maybe it works. I don't know. I don't know everything. But I just think that... green bear. I thought we all got buried green anyway. You know, don't you turn green? You get a little ill before the end. That's what I thought. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour, WGH talk time. If you want to call in, call in. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. All right. Well, the messages pop up there. From one person, it was castor oil. There you go. It all works. Stop questioning, doubting it, and try it. Okay, that's from two different listeners this morning. I don't know if I should try the green burial or the castor oil. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you got to go with something green, Scott, because you said you didn't have a green thumb and you couldn't grow nothing or anything. So you're going to have to start wising up and start going with the green sun because you got to have that green thumb, Scott. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. I got the green thumb, but I don't know if I got... Yeah, well, maybe I don't have the green thumb. You know, that's my goal when I leave this show is I'm going to become a gardener. I'm just going to plant things. You know, tomatoes... corn, whatever. That's what I'm going to do. Yes, it was castor oil. I think I still have that somewhere. I don't know how long that's good for. But it all... Now, see... Oh, here we go. When people say it all works... See, I'm not sure what it's supposed to do. I don't know what rubbing castor oil on certain parts of your body are supposed to do. And I'm not doubting it. I you know, it may work. I don't know. But I don't know what it's supposed to do. Does anybody know that? I don't know what it's supposed to do. Now, I remember there being something about getting in a cold shower. That's supposed to, I think, reset your body or reset your brain or something like that. And there was something else. Oh, grounding. Go outside barefoot and stand on the concrete or stand on the grass, because that will, the energy from the earth will reset you. Something like that. But, you know, I've been outside barefoot. So, you know, I've done this grounding thing. I'm not sure if there's much more to it than that. There might be. I don't know. But I've been outside barefoot. So there you go. But I'll tell you what. When you go outside barefoot, you can step on things. Sometimes there are thorns in the yard. Sometimes there's even broken glass can show up places. You never know what's out there in the yard. You could step on a bee. You could step on a wasp. All kinds of stuff. 740-383-9944. Okay. 52 minutes past the hour. 8 minutes left in the program. By the way, I should mention Voice of a People with Linda Sims comes up after me today. 10:15 a.m. till 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. You know, castor oil, though, is kind of greasy. I don't know if I want to rub that anywhere on my body. Maybe when I'm dead, I'll do it. Then, I'll take care of it then. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Harold lived on the farm here just the edge of town. It was the old steam shovel lot, and her father farmed a lot back there, and they had a couple of cows, and down Pease Avenue, off of Pease Avenue, and going out towards Campbell Road. But she stepped on a bee, Scott. And you know what the remedy is for that?
What's that?
Well, her father said, listen, Carol, walk over there or hobble over there, and there's some fresh cow manure, Patty. Stick your foot in that and hold it and count to 10, and then hobble back, and that'll take care of the bee sting. So always remember, go, and you're going to be out to the fair, and they're going to have cows and manure and stuff out there. So if you happen to get stung by the feral, I hope you don't, because it kind of stings a little bit. But remember the manure remedy, will you?
So if I'm at the fair and I get stung by a bee, I should go find some manure and stick my foot in.
Yeah, or the horse barn or whatever they have out there at the fair. I'm sure they got something that poops on the ground, and just stick your foot in it. I guess they didn't really say it had to be cow or a horse.
Well, you know,
I just thought I'd give you that tip so you wouldn't be befuddled out at the fair. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Or call emergency squad or anything like that, see?
Well, that, you know, this is good, because being a talk show host at the fair, there have been times when I've been up to my elbows in, you know what, because of some things that people have been saying. I feel like I'm floating in it sometimes.
And, okay, you brought it up, so I'm going to finish it off. Are you going to be out there where the sheep and the rabbits and all that stuff is? The last couple of years, you sat on a corner of a building that used to be there, and you could see them washing the hoofs of sheep and stuff like that. You wondered what was going on doing that. Are you going to be in that area if I come out there?
Yeah, as far as I know.
What is that called, Scott, so other people will know?
Well, it's the shelter house area right next to the sheep barn.
Yeah, there you go. Bye.
There we go. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All the things to come next week with the fair and 90-degree temperatures and so on and so forth. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got 5 minutes left in the program. And if you're just tuning in, don't forget the news this morning was that, make sure I have this right again, we want to be right, that the storm siren at Station 3 Jefferson Street is completely inoperable at this point, and the city electrician has said he or she is unable to acquire parts. So there you go. If you've been thinking about calling in all morning, we got about 4 minutes left. 740-383-9944. Is that a natural remedy to stick your foot in manure? Is that what you... Oh, Lord. I don't know. You can't put your sock back on once you do that. So, okay, you got castor oil. You got getting in the cold shower. You got going outside barefoot. Well, see right there. You could kill two birds with one stone. I've got this all worked out now. Okay. Put some castor oil on. Go outside barefoot. There's a good chance, because of the dogs and so on and so forth, that you might step in some manure. Then you're going to have to come back in and take a cold shower to get the manure off your foot. You could do all those things in like one evening. You know, the castor oil, the grounding, the manure, and the cold shower. You could really change your whole health situation and lifestyle in just one evening. Isn't that fascinating? That's just fascinating. The things you learn. And then when you die, you can get buried green. Let's see here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, one of our listeners this morning says that's disgusting and not a remedy. Okay, well, I don't know. I don't know what a remedy... I just still don't know what this stuff is supposed to fix. Go ahead, caller.
Well, don't get too much stuff on you, because you might have the aroma and some beautiful girl will say, "I love you, Scott. Let's get married." And you might have to be married on account of you've done all that real good stuff to make you sweet and nice.
Well, but then I'll have to say I can't do it. I have to go outside and step in the stuff again.
But...
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 58 minutes past the hour. I wish I knew the answer. What is castor oil supposed to do? I truly have forgotten. I don't know what that was supposed to do. Something. But again, I'm not criticizing it. If people want to do it and it does what it's supposed to do, good. You know? I'm not knocking people. If you want to get buried green, that's fine too. You know, no skin off my nose. That's choices everybody has to make. 740-383-9944. This is an entertaining program this morning, don't you think? Voice of a People with Linda Sims comes up today, 10:15 to 12 noon. And Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 to 1. We're going to have all kinds of interesting... Well, I'm being told castor oil does a lot. Well, that doesn't really answer the question. Well, name like one thing it does. You know, I'm all for one thing it does. Do you wipe it off in the morning? I think you're supposed to put it on before you go to bed, something like that. I don't know. It's a whole thing. Whole thing. 59 minutes past the hour here, about a minute left in the program today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a call. We're on the air, and we're here for you this morning. We're a very giving show in that way. Hopefully we get this one thing that castor oil does in the next 30 seconds here. We don't want to leave without answering all the questions this morning. Hopefully you shower in the morning. Well, I understand that, but like, you probably have to clean your sheets an awful lot if you've got this castor oil on you. What if you roll over on your stomach in the middle of the night? I don't know. Another listener this morning says, just drink water. Well, okay. Maybe that's it, too. I don't know, but I do know that I'm out of time. Hope everybody has a wonderful day. We'll be back tomorrow. Linda Sims coming up next. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
There's certainly 10 presidents. You've had your share of criticism. What do you? How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider their source.